Next case, please.
Next application is case number 11-424, the application of Joseph Baker. The site is located north of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, 1,112 feet west of Route 389, Dickerson Road. The 911 address is 33053 Lighthouse Road, Selbyville, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 533, Map 18, Parcel 12, requesting a special use exception to retain a commercial dog kennel. I received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and for once this evening, no mail return.
Oh, hey.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Joseph Baker. I live at 33053 Lighthouse Road, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
Thank you for hearing me. I believe this is my sixth time in front of you for this, which is pretty good, being the Small Business Administration said it wasn't a good idea and told us it wouldn't work.
Wow.
We've been in business 25 years now, and I would like to get our special issue so that we can do it for another 5 years if possible.
Right, sir.
I don't believe any of our neighbors have changed. The county still owns the land on one side of us. The other land is owned by Henry C. Johnson and Taylor Dickerson. It's all agricultural land.
Nothing's changed down there at all.
No. The one neighbor across the road actually does not live there. The people that owned it passed away, and they passed it down through their children. They only come down there part-time.
Right. Okay. All right, well, let's see. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Workman, let's start with you.
There's nothing changed in your business at all?
Nothing.
Nothing added at all?
Nothing's added. Nothing's changed. Everything's still the same.
No. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
And is it your opinion that the use is not substantially affected, the uses of neighboring adjacent properties?
Not at all. Our walls are 8 thick concrete walls with insulation in them. We bring the dogs in approximately 9 o'clock at night. We can't hear the dogs 100 feet away in our house when we close the doors. We let them out at 7 o'clock in the morning, so that shouldn't affect any of our neighbors.
Thank you.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Rick?
You said that nothing has changed?
Nothing's changed.
You must have a good birth control. you know, you don't have any more dogs. That's where I'm going with that.
Excuse me, sir?
More dogs than you had before?
Well, basically, we board dogs and cats, and we do grooming there. So I personally...
They turn over? Is that what you're saying? They come in, you turn them over?
They come in. A lot of our business throughout the off season are local people, our neighbors that go away on vacation, that take care of the dogs.
Yeah, I see.
This time of year, we're seeing a lot of people that stay at the beach area that drop their dogs off. We have visiting hours between 10 and 4, so they can drop their dogs off. They can still pick them up, take them to Fenwick Island, take them to Assateague, take them for walks. A lot of people don't want to be without their pets for extended periods of time while they're on vacation. Mm-hmm. So this way they can come and visit them, especially if they have kids and it's their first pet.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Right. And the place they're renting doesn't allow for animals or such.
I don't know of any very, very few places that allow pets anymore in the hotels and the condos and everything at the beach.
No.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Have you received any complaints from neighbors?
I've never had a complaint myself from the neighbors. We take care of almost all the neighbors' pets. On the corner, Brazier's Pest Control actually are one of our customers and also take care of our extermination for us. We have our yard sprayed every 30 days in season for ticks and fleas and mosquitoes, and that kind of helps out in the neighborhood also.
And what kind of traffic do you have in and out of your site?
We're a very small boarding kennel. We only have 18 inside-outside runs, and the turnover is basically a lot like, you know, on weekends. Saturdays and Sundays are usually checkout times. So we might have, on average, 6 or 8 customers that come and go, you know, on an average day.
All right. Nothing further.
Okay. Then hearing no further questions, Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant states that the use, in his opinion, has not substantially affected adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties, and we didn't hear any testimony to the contrary, so I make a motion to approve case number 11,424 for a period of 5 years.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,424 for a period of 5 years. Excuse me. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,424 is approved for a period of 5 years, sir.
Thank you.
Yes,
have a
sir.
Good night.